It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
All right, what else is going on locally?
Yeah, we've got a really big record out there at DIA for 2024. They hit 80 million passengers.
Good
for
the God.
That's a lot of people coming that through the airport. Yeah, they say that the international travel is a big reason. It saw a huge increase last year because they expanded their infrastructure. They also added new security checkpoints and improved their technology. Mm. So, yeah, they got a lot more people out at DIA. I'm sure you could see that by the traffic on Peña Boulevard alone. So, yeah, a lot of people out there at the airport in 2024. And this is kind of funny, though. You know that story that we heard that people aren't moving to Colorado? They may be traveling through here, but we heard how U-Haul isn't bringing a lot more people for the first time, I think, in Colorado history for a long time. More people didn't move here than left.
Moved out.
Dare
moved
I
in.
Say good?
Yeah. No, a lot of people are happy about this. That's good. We're starting to see it now in like the way they're building apartments, because anyone who's lived here for a long time knows that apartment complexes were going up like crazy. Like, right? I mean, no matter where you looked and no matter what spot, like Broomfield saw all those huge influxes of apartments go up. I know Greenwood Village saw a lot of new ones.
Even
downtown
Littlefun,
Denver.
These are constantly
Littleton,
building.
Everywhere.
I'm sure. So like the last couple months, they've seen now the building of urban apartments has stopped.
And
the
experts
say this is going to be an extended hiatus. I wouldn't look for apartments to be coming up
for
the next
couple
years.
I hate to be a jerk, right? But it's like, fine.
No,
I'm not mad about it.
I think they've built enough.
I'm not mad about it.
So many people here. The traffic is so insane. And I'm just like, good.
Well, there's been so many open spaces that we used to have here, and they're just gone. And I'm like, I miss the open spaces. Like,
you've been looking for a place recently. Has this affected rent prices at all? Have they gone down?
I think right now is a good time to get into an apartment or a rental.
Coming down a little bit.
Yeah, in general. And they say that that may even decrease throughout the year. But I didn't want to take my chances because nobody wants to move in the winter, and there's college kids who moved out and they need to fill. That's why I got my apartment at such a good price. So I didn't want to take any chances and wait, but they're saying that, the rental prices could even go down this year because they're like,
and
all
you're
right.
You're super close to the station
this
now.
This is it. I am.
When are you moving?
I am. February 28th is when I move in.
The best decision.
What day of week is that?
Yeah, it's a weekend.
Oh,
I know. It's a Friday.
Darn it. Both Josh and I are busy that day.
Man. Yeah, Josh already volunteered to help.
No, you know what's crazy? I'm actually busy now.
No.
It sucks. Yeah, it's such a bummer. I knew it was the 28th, and I was like,
we have that one thing that we had to do.
Well, we can't cancel. We've canceled it before is the big thing.
It's
and
a pretty big event.
So you're saying I can just
us.
Borrow your truck, Josh?
No,
you
just got to get to the event that we've got to do.
Yeah, I'll take
so
the
So I can borrow your truck, Jeremy.
No, I got to get to the event that we have to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just one of those things, Kate. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Good thing I have other friends, too, huh?
Better friends.
Let's talk about food.
What?
Yes. So Denver has, Colorado. Colorado has 14 finalists for the James Beard Awards.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. This is like Oscars for food.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a really big deal. This is worldwide. It's the best of the best. And Colorado's in the running for the most outstanding restaurant in Boulder, Frasca Food and Wine. Also the best new restaurant right here in Denver, Alma Fonda Fina. And
what?
Yeah, Alma Fonda Fina. You should check it out. Also, Outstanding Chef Award, Josh Nierenberg is up for it.
Old Josh Nierenberg?
I don't know if you know about him.
Oh, we go way
He's
back.
He's the chef at Bin 707 Food Bar in Grand Junction, Colorado.
No way.
It is the best place to get a burger.
This is
the best burger I've ever had in my life.
I believe
you. Was at this place. And obviously, he's up for a James Beard Award.
I think
and
we went
everybody's
there
talking
for Country
about it.
You have to go
near
there.
Country, the
Country Jam.
Yeah, Country Jam, we went there, and I think we ate at that place.
So Bin 707 is right in the Alpine Bank building in Grand Junction. It's the biggest building in town, and there used to be a workout place in there. So there was a fitness center, and my best friend and I used to go and do like an hour of cardio and go ruin it with their Bin 707 burger. And also this
guy. And then sit in their freezer and eat pie.
Yes, see? You know me. You really do. But yeah, I think that place is such a staple in that town and the best place to get a meal, hands
this,
down.
This Alma Fonda Fina looks awesome.
Right?
Oh my God. It's got a 4.9 on their reviews and like, talk about a fancy looking dining experience.
Where's this one? Oh, it's not too bad. 15
your
$50 to $100
presentation is amazing.
Is it one of those fancy restaurants though that the portion size is small?
Yeah, kind of looks like it. Looks like they got some sort of slab of meat sitting in a bowl of gravy, which looks pretty good.
Oh, it's pretty though. Oh, small portions. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Pretty though.
It's so neat though.
Small portions.
This
is
a big deal for Colorado because again, James Beard Awards are
everything.
The creme of the creme when it comes to food.
Did Chili's fall in line with any of this?
No, Chili's ain't on this list. So again, these are the nominees. So the finalists.
Don't knock it. We went to a Chili's recently. I haven't been to a Chili's since like high school.
Yeah.
Chili's has stepped up their game.
Oh, I'm sure. Chili's
they had some really good chips and dip.
Yes.
And their beers were like $4, which is unheard of anymore.
Well, these awards like to put the light on local chefs.
There's a lot of Chili's that are local, Katie.
Okay. Well, these awards and finalists
and their portion
will be
sizes
announced
are massive, Josh.
April 12th.
Huge.
The winners are going to be celebrated in Chicago June 16th.
They still have the old timer with cheese, which has been on the Chili's menu since the beginning of time.
Oh, it's good.
The old timer?
It's good.
That's a big burger.
I'm not
a
knocking
lot of fries.
Their queso comes out in a cast iron skillet. They know what they're doing. I'm not knocking Chili's, but I'm saying.
Chili's needs to be on this list, is all I'm saying.
I feel God in this Chili's. Remember that? Yeah, come on now.
Yep. What else you got? Anything else?
Okay, that's it. That's all
this
got
one's
today.
This one's local, and we're super excited. At least I am. I think Katie is, too. Sheryl Crow is coming to town, and get this, Red Rocks.
Oh.
So she's going to be there Tuesday, June 10th at the Big Red Rocks, and I'm pretty stoked.
Yes.
And this will give me an excuse to play some Sheryl Crow as our throwback song today after Fast Five, which I'm really excited about.
We've got a great song coming
up. But I love her.
Yeah.
I really love
her. She's good.
She's great. So she's tickets good. Go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. if you want to go see Sheryl Crow. In June, I mean, beautiful summer night at Red Rocks.
Yeah.
It's a Tuesday. It's, you know, school night for me, but.
Well, and Josh, you know who Sheryl Crow is?
He's got a Googler.
Yes, and you know why I know?
She
had a song in the movie Cars.
She did!
And
Life is the Highway, right?
No, that was
Rascal Flatts.
But she had another song. It was called Real Gone or something like that. She had a song in there. Huh. That's my first experience, but I was 10 in 2006, so that was...
Yeah, so that's more your speed for sure. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what else she has, but yeah, I do.
I'm glad you know Sheryl Crow after not knowing.
I'm a Shania Twain guy, but I like Sheryl Crow, too.
Ryan Seacrest is in trending this morning. Did you guys see the video of him getting knocked down?
Dude, he got...
It was a recent episode of Wheel of Fortune. A contestant was hugging him after a dramatic win, and they both went down. They went down, man. And he was a big boy.
Yeah.
He took him down.
Ryan took it like a champ, though.
He's
like, I'm fine. I got this.
He did.
Got this.
But Ryan Seacrest is teeny tiny. Like,
that's
so
little.
I feel like Josh could jump on him and take him down, honestly. No offense.
Wow.
Okay. No offense, but yeah. I think
honestly,
how tall is Seacrest?
Little offense.
Oh,
he's got a little
twice today. It's you and the sports guy I've already offended today.
Let me see, I'm going to look at him.
Alexa. How tall is Ryan Seacrest?
He says he's 5'8", so he's 5'6".
So he's shorter than you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like I said, you could take him down.
I'm not short. It's fine. You know what? It's fine. We're good.
But are you without your shoes on? Hey, Post Malone has teamed up with the doctor. Post Malone has teamed up with Oreos, you guys, and created his own cookie.
Oh. Does it taste like cigarettes?
Right? It tastes like metal in your mouth and cigarettes.
I was drinking coffee
Bud
when
Light
he said that.
Cigarettes.
Tastes like Bud Light burps.
Oh, gross.
So the middle is salted caramel and shortbread, it sounds like. Or is the cookie a shortbread? Nope. Salted caramel and shortbread cream. Sandwiched between the typical chocolate cookie.
Ooh.
Sounds good.
And then each cookie is going to have like nods to his music, like Sunflower, A Night, Saw Blade, Pickup Truck,
cool.
Butterfly. So
I'd
it's going to have
that.
A little thing. Yeah, you would.
I like salted caramel. Yeah,
I guess. I'm not a big salted caramel guy, but anyway. He'll make a couple bucks off of that. I am sure of it. Josh, you'll like this since you're a hockey guy. The Edmonton Oilers scored a goal thanks to a nachos platter that was thrown out on the ice.
What?
I guess they were playing a game against the Washington Capitals Tuesday night. A fan threw the nachos onto the ice. Moments later, Corey Perry, whoever that is, slapped the puck past the Capitals goalie, Logan Thompson, of course.
Yeah.
And I guess the goalie's complaining that he was distracted by the nachos, and that's why they scored.
It's a dangerous situation.
Listen, those were pretense nachos there, hey?
That's funny.
Did you see the video of them having to go out and scrape all these nachos off the ice?
They were scraping the cheese off the ice. They're like, all right, come on.
Such a mess.
Don't do that, people.
Don't do that, right?
Don't do that, hey, there now.
Hey, those nachos are for eating, not for drawing.
Yeah, we don't waste the food up here, eh? Oh.
I wonder if they ever got the guy, because they went on to talk about,
sure,
like, you know, all the fans are just going to be pointing. Yeah. At somebody who, like, this jackass.
I'm just thinking, too, man, he had to arch those nachos to get it over that net because they have quite a big curve that prevents things from coming onto the ice.
The nachos are a hearty food. They got some weight to them, so they can make it over. Yeah. Yeah. That sucks, though. They scored a goal because of nachos.
Yeah. Nachos. Oh, you'll never forget that one.
Well, and not to mention, at these sporting events, the nachos are like $18 or something, right?
I know.
That's a waste of money.
Who's throwing $18 nachos down on the ice?
You know, there wasn't any guac on those nachos.
No, no guac there. Straight cheese.
Straight sour cream, too, eh?
Oh, which I should get to my Fat America. Where's it at? Where's it at? Where's it at? Oh, no. Where's it at?
Where's it at?
Hold on, hold on. Here it is.
Yes.
So. You can carry around Velveeta in your pocket now.
What?
What?
Wait, this is
perfect,
a game changer.
As we're talking about nachos.
Oh.
They announced a new product called Vel2Go, which are single-serve packets of Velveeta cheese.
Hmm.
So if you have an instance where you're like, man, I need to dip something into cheese.
I mean, that happens quite often.
Or cheese-like product
like,
right now.
I mean...
They say 1 in 4 millennials and Gen Zers bring their own condiments with them whenever possible. So they're like, well, now we're just making it convenient to carry around cheese-like product with you at all times.
This makes total sense. Huh. Like, I have hot sauce in my purse. Why wouldn't I have a cheese packet in there?
Like, right now you have hot sauce?
I have hot sauce. Yeah, little
sauce,
like little packets of hot sauce that I get from gas stations.
I carry like a jar of green chili with me wherever I go.
See?
Just
really?
In case. Yeah.
See?
I guess I can't talk. I got a bottle of ranch dressing in my work bag.
I mean, priorities. So.
Just in case.
You get it?
If you want to purchase the Vel2Go, you got to go to Walmart. $5.91. That's a weird price.
What?
Three cartons. Right. With 4 packets in each one, so.
I do like the Velveeta mac and cheese. Like, that's a good mac.
That's a stronger mac and cheese for sure.
That's a high quality.
Yeah.
That's a thick mac and cheese.
That is bougie mac and cheese right there. Mm, you know when you bust out the Velveeta shells and cheese.
You're like,
party
roller.
Time.
That's why that might be why I like it. The shells. I like
Make your
shells.
Way to our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. I've got a total cringy post that you guys are going to want to see today. An ER doctor recently shared an insane X-ray showing a person's lower body filled with hundreds of calcified tapeworm eggs.
No, thank you.
No,
no thank you.
Hundreds of them.
Yeah, I saw that. It's actually really gross.
What happened to
them? He ate Vel2Go, probably.
No.
Oh, no.
Don't tell me
No,
that.
I'm just joking. Apologies, Velveeta. They say, luckily, they were all benign and dead or whatever, because if they had made their way to the brain, it can kill you
if
you get tapeworms in the brain. So
how did they take them out of the body?
I did. What
you know
happened?
What? I didn't dig into
it was
their
really
detail.
The
I was just like, oh, my God, this X-ray. People need to see this immediately.
The picture was disgusting.
Did I ever tell you I had worms, Katie?
No.
You had ringworm, though, didn't you?
It was, pinworms.
Oh, ooh.
Pinworms in sixth grade.
How'd you get that?
I know.
Kissing the dog?
What happened?
I guess kids can get them from, like, biting their fingernails or putting their hands in their mouth or whatever, because they can live under your fingernails. So I somehow did that. And, yeah, you see them when you go to the bathroom, like, in your poo. They're, like, little teeny tiny, like, you got to take meds to kill them all.
That's good to know. Thank you.
Couldn't wait my whole
it
life
was many
without
years.
Knowing that, right?
So the problem with the pinworms, too, is they make you itch really, really bad, like your booty itches.
Oh, no.
Your anus itches like crazy. So there's some pretty darn funny footage of my mom filming me at sixth grade field day where we're doing the tug of war.
You're just picking your butt.
And I've got one hand on the rope and the other one is knuckles deep in my butt as I'm scratching the bejesus out of my rear end.
Everyone's like, we don't want to be on Jeremy's team. They don't want to be on
Jeremy's
team.
Oddly enough, I won and I was the only one pulling the rope. for my side.
And it's funny. I was just recently transferring all the VHSs over to digital, you know, and I came across that video and I was like,
post that.
Oh, those were the days. That was, that's when I had worms.
You got to post that.
I'm not posting that. It's bad enough
that
talking
is
about
so
it.
That's funny.
That was a long time ago.
Remember that time Jared got worms?
Yeah, it's like gross.
Ew.
Like we had to like fish him out like a little bit and take him to the doctor to like prove that I had it before you get medication.
You did not fish through your feces.
So I used an old toothbrush to like, you know, get
that's something they didn't just believe your mom. Like, no, we need to see the evidence.
Jeez.
They could have just smelled my fingers, honestly.
Oh.
Knuckles deep.
Knuckles
I'm gonna call
deep.
You Knuckles now.
Knuckles.
Knuckles.
Look at that. It's
Josh.
Not even 7 o'clock yet, and I already gave you a big old fat overshare.
You sure did.
I was
happy
hungry.
Thursday.
Not so much
Thursday
anymore.
That's it, you guys. That's everything trending this morning.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.